Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
That's who you are, man. You, like, create these situations that could just easily pass by as just a one-off. But you will make it a real issue.
And Chris Ello.
Who's dinging?
That's me.
Okay, right. That's
not me.
Fine.
Not me.
Go ahead and ding to your heart's content.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're halfway home on a Monday. Gwen and Chris, 5:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Together in our Odyssey Palace studio, San Diego, California, Tony Gwynn Jr. traveling with the San Diego Padres for the first time this year. There goes a promo. This season, that's what you get for
this
thinking,
year.
Well, I was thinking season, but my mouth said year, so it came out
this year.
Poor.
This year.
Poorly. Tony Gwynn Jr. traveling with the Padres this season. I'm trying to mess it up now, and I'm doing a good job of it. Tony is in San Francisco, across the bay from Oakland, where the Padres will play tomorrow. Game one of a two-game road trip. We'll be at 6:40 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have our program on before that, and then Wednesday afternoon game for the Padres as they try to keep August rolling along. They get off to a good start yesterday in the month of August with an 8-1 win over the Colorado Rockies. Their nemesis so far this season, Tony Gwynn Jr. The Rockies have beaten the Padres now 8 times, including 4 times at Petco Park. A split of a 4-game series this just completed weekend, leaving the Padres a season high 6.5 games out of first place, and certainly leaving the natives restless. I guess we can understand that, Tony, but I don't see giving up on a season in which you're still in a playoff position, and there's still plenty to play for this Padre ball club going forward. I think people have kind of short memories where the franchise was a couple of years ago and before that, where August 2nd really meant time to start focusing on football.
I have decided to no longer indulge the folks that want to give up in August. I'm not giving them any more of my energy. So I'm moving on. I think the Padres got to play better. I think that's just really the name of the game. If you don't feel like waiting to see if that happens, cool. You know, there's lots of things to do in San Diego. But I won't be doing that. I will be paying close attention because I think that they will get this bad boy going. Even if they don't get to the height in terms of offense, pitching, I still think they're going to get in the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, literally anything can happen. Yes. I bring up the Astros, who got into the playoffs last year 29-31, and they were one game away from getting to the World Series. Nobody thought of them at all once the playoffs started. But they got in, and from there, they took care of business. Anybody can get hot. Blake Snell, for instance, his track record says that he's going to pitch way better than this. And I feel like it's going to happen. Yu Darvish's track record said he's going to pitch better than he has as of late. I believe that's going to happen. I think the biggest question, and I think you talked about it earlier, is the other starting pitching. Like, assuming everybody gets it going, Joe's pitching well, Yu's pitching well, Blake's pitching well. What happens with Ryan Weathers? You know, you're kind of tempering. You're trying to keep his innings down.
Yeah.
Who's the fifth guy at that point? Denelson seems like at this point he's going to be a bullpen arm. So what happens then? I think those are the most concerning things, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going to go beyond the third and fourth starter right now? Because right now you really have 3.5 guys. I mean, Paddock is questionable as to when he'll come back. That oblique injury, the way Jace Tingler described it, made it seem like we could be digging in for a little bit of a wait with Chris Paddock. And honestly, they could use Chris Paddock. They didn't get a starter at the trade deadline. We all know that. But the one thing that they do have going for them, and you brought this up earlier in the program, Tony, is that they have three bullpen arms coming that have not been part of this bullpen all season long. One could very well be Denelson Lamet, but two is Matt Strom, who should be back soon, and the other is Daniel Hudson, who they just acquired in trade from the Washington Nationals. He will be back at some point here soon. And, you know, a deep bullpen is what the Padres have relied on to get this far, and that deep bullpen is going to get deeper for the last 2 months of the season, and that's a good thing. And I think people are looking at, you know, only the negative aspect of this, kind of like people are looking at the negative aspect of a one-game playoff. And I've thought of this a lot. If it ends up where the Padres play the Dodgers in a one-game playoff, I like your chances of beating the Dodgers one game just as much as if not better, than beating them in a 3 out of 5 series where you'd have to beat them 3 times. So the one-game playoff could be beneficial for you if you end up winning it and then move on and get into the, you know, regular portion of the playoffs. People talk about the one-game playoff as if it's an automatic elimination. Right? Padres,
yeah, no, they
it's
do.
Like, and what's going on? We're going to be in this one-game playoff and go home. No, you could actually win that game.
Right. That's because at some point, people felt like the Padres could win the division. And now, clearly, a lot of people don't feel that way anymore. So now their mindset immediately goes to having to face a DeGrom on that day, right, on that one-game playoff. We don't know that that's going to happen. Right now, the Mets are winning their division, and they don't look like they're going to give it up anytime soon. Doesn't look like nobody wants to get it besides them, it seems like. Everybody else in that division is losing. So that wouldn't necessarily be a thing, right? And then on the flip side, you got the Padres in that one-game playoff. Why wouldn't they be a team that would be a threat in a one-game playoff? I kind of like their chances. You know what I'm saying?
It's not what you play the season for. You don't try to get to the one-game playoff. But if that's what you wind
ideal.
Up, right? But if that's what you wind up in, you go into it thinking you're going to win it.
Right.
And I talk to so many people out there who think that, you know, the one game playoff is a death sentence for the Padres.
It's a death sentence for. I mean, listen, you lose, you go home. So
it's a death sentence for one of the two teams, but it's not necessarily have to be the Padres.
It doesn't have to be the Pod. So, I mean, I get it. I get the expectation and wanting to win the division. Right now, they're 6 games out. They can still pull it off, but they got to win. They got to make up 6 games right now. And you can't have that conversation until you get to that point.
That's right.
And there's a lot of season to go. So, listen, I think these the moves they made, although not the big splashes that were discussed, they still were helpful moves. And you still got guys coming off the IL that I think are going to help bullpen-wise even more than this bullpen that's been spectacular all season long. I think it's by far at this point, you cannot make the argument that has not been the strongest part of this ball club is that bullpen. It was again yesterday. And it continues to be. And it's a different guys. It's not like we're just running the same 3 guys out. It's literally everybody in that bullpen has been contributing in one shape or form. and they've done it in different ways. Stammen's pitched in the back to the front. You have guys like Nabil Krismat who have done the same exact thing. And then, I mean, that doesn't even speak to the year of Pagan and Melanson. And all of a sudden, Pomeranz has put together a few good outings. And so that bullpen's getting stronger. Remember, Pomeranz really wasn't available that much in the first half. He had two different stints on the IL. So he's just now starting to get out there again. So the reason why the starting pitch is important is because you would like that to carry you through the rest of the regular season, because you know once the postseason comes how pitching is used. If a starter is
having
issues,
it's a bullpen game in the postseason.
Right. When starters are having issues, the leash is so short. They'll go to the bullpen, and if you got a good one, you can throw up zeros and win series that way. We've seen it time after time after time. It's a different game come playoff time.
Tampa Bay Rays made it to the World Series using that strategy last year. It's not something that can't be done again. We'll see.
The Dodgers used it. Really,
yeah, sure.
Outside of Kershaw and Walker, the Dodgers basically used that.
Julio Urias, the guy who's got 13 wins this year, actually was the guy who closed out the National League Championship Series and the World Series last year.
Yep.
So you don't know exactly how things are going to play out. It just in my mind doesn't make a whole lot of sense to be thinking so negatively. There are negative things that have happened around this ball club here in the last week and a half, but to me it's pretty much business as usual in the course of a long season. And I think you got to stick with this thing. I think the woe is me dire attitude of a lot of Padre fans is way, like you said, Tony, it's a bit wasteful at this point. You got a better than average shot of being in the postseason. If you were sitting there four games out of a wild card spot, I could see being moping and groaning around.
Right.
But you're four games up on a wild card spot right now, and I think you gotta cheer like crazy to get that wild card spot if that's what you can get. And if you're lucky enough to catch the Giants, I know it's not going to happen, but the Giants still got to lose 11 out of 14 games at some point. I know it, people don't think it's going to happen, and they've proven it over and over again that they're not going to go through that. But the Dodgers went through it. I think the Giants will go through it. So it still could be get a lot more interesting. How about everybody's favorite team besides the Padres out there in the month of August will be the New York Mets. Why is that? Well, the Mets, starting on Friday, August the 13th, play 13 games in a row against either the Dodgers or the Giants. So get ready to root for the Mets starting the second week of August. They play the
Dodgers. Everybody go get your Mets gear right now.
Yeah, they got three games against the Dodgers. They got three games at San Francisco. Then they got four games at L.A., and then they finish up with three games at home against San Francisco. So 13 straight games for the Mets against either the Dodgers or Giants. That is who to root for in the month of August. Another thing, of course, to root for is Fernando Tatis Jr. and his health. And, again, I'm thinking positively on this or upbeat on it. I just believe that this kid is, you know, a freak of nature who's going to make his way back. And I fully expect he'll be back in the lineup sometime next week at the end of this 10-day IL stay. Tony, you brought up a good point. We'll probably know more when the team gets home Friday to face Arizona. It would do everybody good to see him out there taking a little batting practice the way he was last time he was on the injured list. He's not in Oakland, so he's not on this road trip, this two-game trip. So we won't really know much more until the team returns here for a game on Friday. But I've got to believe in Fernando Tatis Jr., and until further notice, he's come back every other single time, and every time he comes back, he does so with a home run. So I'm going to go ahead and think upbeat on that as well. Sorry to all of those who want to be down and out, but
I understand that, you know, the more this happens, the likely you are to have surgery, but I don't know that we're there yet. I'm standing by that until, as you said, we're proven otherwise.
Yeah, I got to believe that surgery is a total last resort. I think it's an off-season thing, and I think that, you know, as long as As long as the report doesn't change, and at least from everything I've read and heard, it hasn't changed yet. And the report has always been that he can't really injure it worse than it already is right now by playing. And as long as that stays as the report, and then there's no reason that he shouldn't be playing, and there's no reason I don't think that he wouldn't play. But as soon as somebody says, you know what, he could fracture the thing in three or four places if he keeps on playing, now you've got a different story.
Right.
But until that, you know, if the worst thing that can happen is it's going to pop out again, then I think he's going to play and finish the season. I think you're going to have a terribly tough time getting him off the field. I mean, last time he was on the injured list, he practically tried to play before it was time for him to play.
Right.
So,
right. And, well, like I said, we'll know more here after this short road trip up to Oakland when we get back, and that first day back. I think the first game is Friday. It's either the Rockies or no, it's Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks Friday, yeah.
Diamondbacks that weekend. We'll know more Friday. If we see him out there taking BP and ground balls, we'll know we're moving in the right direction. If he's still not swinging by then, you still probably have a couple more days before you need to be a little concerned.
Go into panic mode, yeah. All right. Well, neither Tony nor I are going into panic mode. Not yet, anyway. And either we're going to all look really good at the end of all this, or some of you out there will be able to say, I told you so. But I'll stand by the fact that I still believe some in this team. I am not ready to pack in a team that is on its way to the playoffs right now. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, football is upon us. We're 3 days away from the first preseason / exhibition game, the Hall of Fame game, Dallas and Pittsburgh, and lots of NFL news and notes to talk about. Greg Camarillo, one of our great NFL guys, a former Charger, former Dolphin, former Stanford Cardinal. He will join us when we come back as Gwen and Chris continues after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got a guest coming up. Greg Camarillo will join us here shortly. Some more NBA news coming down. And I'm not sure how this one works. Alex Caruso is going to be a Bull, it looks like.
He signed
4-year, $37 million deal. But I thought he was restricted, which would mean the Lakers have a chance to match it. But I don't see that anywhere in any of these reports. So maybe he's gone, which I'm disappointed about.
Goodness,
I like
Tony,
Alex
sorry
Caruso.
About that. That could be huge. I mean, with Lonzo Ball going to the Bulls and Alex Caruso, man, I mean, that's shades of Pippen and Jordan, baby.
Oh, man. Well, crazy. Shout out to Alex Caruso, man.
Good luck to Alex.
Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is our guy, Greg Camarillo. Greg, I just saw you a couple days ago, man. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well. Good to actually see you in person and not just hear your voice on the radio.
I hear you. I hear you. I want to jump in because we haven't talked to you since some of this NFL stuff came down. First, what are your thoughts on the NFL, their stance on vaccinations, and possibly going as far as making a team forfeit games, taking all game day pay? That is something we hadn't seen from really any of the sports. Football coming in with a strong one.
Yeah, I love it. Honestly, I'm all on board. And it started with, I was a total disbeliever last year that they could enforce policies and the players would follow it, and they got it done. So the NFL was a step ahead. They created rules. Guys followed the rules. And we got to watch, as fans, we got to watch a full season in the middle of a pandemic. That was great. So now they're doing the same thing. They're taking the updated data. They're taking the updated scientific advice, and they are putting in place policies. And it's pretty simple. You get vaccinated so you don't get people sick, or if you don't get vaccinated and you get your whole team sick, you lose. And it just seems pretty simple to me. You know, get vaccinated, keep your team healthy so you can play a game and get paid, and we can watch a game and be entertained.
Greg, what if somebody on the team, you know, doesn't get vaccinated, causes the rest of the team to miss a game, though, and you did get vaccinated, and now you don't get your game check? I mean, does that doesn't seem fair either.
I mean, it would piss me off. Absolutely. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio. Sorry, I would.
You can't.
That would anger me. Kiss me off. That would kiss me off. But, you know, football is the ultimate team game, and you have 53 guys plus practice squad in the locker room. And the attitude is, what can I do for this team? And in my day, clearly I didn't play during a pandemic, but it was, all right, you're not a starter. I need you to go run headfirst into these four gigantic guys and take one for the team, basically. We knew the long-term effects on my body. It wasn't healthy to do that, but it was, all right, coach is asking me for a task. What can I do for the benefit of this team? And so I look at the vaccine the same way. And I understand it's not technically mandatory. They're not saying you have to. But for the benefit of your team, it is the right move. So, you know, if you are willing to sacrifice for your team, you get that shot, you stay healthy, and you play and you get paid.
Let me ask you this, Greg, because clearly not all the players are on board. Is it my man Beasley?
Beasley. Ooh, yeah.
So Cole Beasley has came out really strong first. It seemed like in the last time I heard him talk, he seemed like he may have kind of been more open depending on the information he's given. Is there a chance that the NFL is not giving all the information as he says they are?
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. One is, you know, is he talking about vaccine information? Because that information is out there, and it's on him to go get that. In my mind, he was referring to the NFLPA and the NFL making rules and regulations without full input from every player.
Okay.
But that's standard operating procedure. That's how a union works. You don't ask every single member of the union, is this okay with you? You ask the leaders. You ask the people that represent your union to look out for your best interest, and that's what they do. The union is trying to do their best for their players, and if Cole Beasley's not part of that process, he should step up and become a union member, get all of the information, and that way he can be just as formed as anyone else.
Greg Camarillo is with us. Love talking football with him. And Greg, 17-game season coming up this year, by hook or by crook. I honestly didn't think this would happen. I thought the players would step in the way of this. What do you think as a former player about 17 games? Do you think, I mean, obviously now that we've got one more game, I would think they're probably on our way to 18 at some point. How's it going to look around the play in the locker room to players? Are they going to like it or not?
Yeah, Chris, I was the same way. I didn't think that players would give that inch just because that 16 games is already an immense grind. And at the end of the season, you're really just holding on by a thread trying to get through it. But, you know, the way I look at it now is the amount of money that NFL players are making because of its popularity, because of TV, maximize that. And if that's playing one more game, I know it hurts, I know it's bad on your body, but for the long run, it's a good look for you. Salaries are going up. You're playing the game you love. You're getting paid more to play that game. it will hurt. It is very hard to make it that far into a season. But in the long run, keep the momentum of the game growing, keep the salaries growing, keep the fans engaged. I think eventually it will get to 18, like you mentioned. And I'm all right that with that. Being the one, I'm not going through it, but it is hard to do.
Greg, let me ask you, you mentioned the toll that it takes just to get through a 16. Will the product be affected more? Like, we had that one year where, like, it was bad luck more so than anything, but there was a year where, like, all of the good quarterbacks were all hurt and missed significant amount of time. Will playing 17, possibly 18 in the future, will that hurt the actual product on the field?
I don't think so. And okay. You know, we saw that from the NBA this year where, you know, they tried to cram two seasons together quickly and most of the stars got hurt at the end of it. In football, I think you might see people taking better care of their stars, you know, maybe giving them some time off of practice, maybe, you know, not pushing for an undefeated season once you've got a division locked up.
I was going to say, will we see some load management this year?
We might see some loads, man, especially with guys like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, guys where your whole future is based on them staying healthy. And, you know, at that point, you could take a couple of days off of practice, and you're going to be totally fine. As you see, Aaron Rodgers took the entire offseason off, and he's going to be just fine.
Right.
Do you think the Packers welcome him back with open arms? Is there any lingering effect there in Green Bay, or does everybody in the NFL kind of understand what everybody's through in an off season?
I think he gets welcome back. I mean, he showed up to camp with a big smile saying, when I'm all in, I'm all in. I mean, if that was just off season positioning. You know, when a guy shows up and when he's all in, and there's really no question that Aaron Rodgers has been all in that city for, what has it been, 16 years, however many years it's been.
Yeah.
Plus there's no real plan B. So if you don't welcome him back, you don't really know who you're cheering for at plan B. But yeah, I think, you know, a guy with a legacy like that, he shows up to camp, he works hard, everything's all good.
Last one for me, Greg. How do you think Urban Meyer is going to do in his first year?
Oh, good question.
With the Jaguars.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's going from collegiate to the NFL, from, you know, young men to grown men. How do you think this transition goes?
It's not going to go all that smoothly this first year. That's one thing. We could trash Tebow, or I could trash Tebow as much as possible. That was a curious move that I don't think is a good football move. Maybe marketing. But, Tony, the difference between college football and being a college head coach and being a pro coach is night and day. In college, you can basically control a guy's life, tell him to do whatever you want, whenever you want it, and he's there. In the NFL, when a guy has $10 million guaranteed, he's not really going to listen to you if you demand something that's not all that interesting. We saw last week the coach Dan Campbell with the Lions making his guys do up-downs in the middle of practice. That doesn't go well if you have an outspoken guy with guaranteed money, and that's how you start losing people. So the difference is, in college, you can control every aspect of a guy's life. In the pros, you got to treat someone like a professional and expect them to act like a professional. And, you know, maybe Urban Meyer can make that jump, but it is a big jump. And we've seen Nick Saban, the ultimate college coach, struggle with it at the pro level.
No doubt. Greg Camarillo's with us, talking a little NFL football. I got one last thing too, Greg. You got these young quarterbacks in the National Football League. This year you got Trevor Lawrence, and you know, maybe a lot of people expecting big things in Chicago out of the Ohio State quarterback, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
My point is it used to be rookie quarterbacks, no matter who they were, no matter where they came from, no matter how much hype they had, they really needed some time before they figured out the NFL game. Why do you think it is nowadays, guy like Patrick Mahomes can already be at the top of the game in just a couple of years, and rookie quarterbacks like Justin Herbert, for instance, with the Chargers, have so much success so soon in their careers now, whereas back in the past, it always took a year or two for them to figure it out?
Oh, man, that is a tough one, Elo. I would argue that it's just somebody like Herbert is an exceptional human being. I don't think that the standard is to jump in there and have that success. because there's so much to learn. You know, a lot of guys come from college systems where they're pretty much told what to do and what to look for. Whereas when you hit the pro level, you are 100% responsible for your reads. Defenses are going to trick you. It's just way harder. And we saw Herbert handle that like a champ. But I would argue that the standard is not to come out and excel, because if you are drafting a quarterback that high, chances are your team was not very good last year, and you don't necessarily have the weapons around you to make that rookie quarterback successful.
There it is. Greg Camarillo, always on point when he comes on. Greg, it was good to catch up with you. We're going to be doing this more often, man. The football season is right around the corner, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, fellas.
Love having you on, Greg, and hope you're feeling better after your surgery as well, sir.
Thank you, man. I'm back. I'm ready for training camp.
That's good to hear. That's spoken like a former NFL player. Always ready. That's right. That's right. We'll never forget. We'll never forget.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it, fellas.
That was Greg Camarillo on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, we have our daily gambit. It's great to have it all for us. Gwen and Chris.
And thanks to Greg Camarillo for joining us, talking a little NFL. Yes, first exhibition game just 3 days away. That's how close it is to football season. Only three-week preseason, too. Don't forget that,
yeah,
guys.
Sure, that's right.
So the regular season will be on upon us quicker than we think. September the 9th, that's a month and a week before the Cowboys and Buccaneers open up the NFL season. So, what, 4 weeks from Thursday. Nice. We need it. Need a little football in our lives again. Let's see. We got what?
Nothing. I can just hear Tony saying, can't wait.
Can't wait. Hey, you got, you know, by the way, Lori, Mrs.
Oh,
Ello,
did she really say that, by the way?
Yeah, she tweeted that she would watch 8 Mile. So it looks like that's what I'll be watching here in the next couple of days. And
woo-hoo!
I'll get back to you with a report.
Thank you.
But she,
I don't think Chris is going to like it.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's gonna like
Do you like stories of redemption, of coming up from the bottom?
I love them. John, I live for them.
From the bottom?
I live for that stuff.
Yeah, I know. You're an underdog guy.
I live for underdogs. Yeah.
Well, B-Rabbit is an underdog.
We'll see if we like it. No, I was just saying that Mrs. Ello wanted me to pass along to Mr. Gwynn that it's time to call everybody in our fantasy football league and get the season going. She's ready to roll already.
Who
Tell
won
her
last
I'm on,
year?
I'm on the case tonight.
My godson, Connor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my wife finished third. And I've had to hear about it from both of them the entire offseason because I was nowhere near the playoffs. So
I think sorry to interrupt you. I think Mason Thompson just threw his first inning as a national.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mason Thompson picked
up
one of those Dodger guys?
Padre.
Huh?
Or Padre guys. Right. That's right.
He went in the Daniel Hudson deal.
Ah. So the Nationals are just, they're not wasting any time before they get everybody in.
No. Well, they wouldn't be able to fill a roster if they didn't have all these guys playing.
It was funny. The Nationals were playing the Cubs this weekend, and it was like both teams were like fielding AAA rosters because they both traded away the entire farm. All right, 5:44 is the time. We got to check a little traffic, and then Scraby's got some daily gambit stuff for us. Here we go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit, our almost daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
We bet whenever we can.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. Felt like last week, you know, the trade deadline and Max Scherzer.
We're all in the deep depression last week.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good time to gamble.
Yeah, it was. Definitely not a good time to gamble last week. Good point, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to give us a little bit of an update because we made a bet on who was going to win the medal count in Tokyo for the 2021 games. And I picked Team China because they were plus 800.
Why are you proud of that?
You guys picked Team USA.
Yes, we are Americans at last check.
I'm Team USA.
No, you're not.
And everything else except for the total medal count.
No, you're not.
I'm Team China.
You can't be both.
You don't get to pick and choose, ready?
I've never been to China in my life, so I can't even begin to think I would want to be a citizen of China.
You laid money on China.
I did. And right now, China is leading in gold medals with 29. The United States is
second.
But
we bet medal count, though, right?
Yeah, 22.
Okay.
Right now, the United States leads China in the entire medal count, 64. Team China, 62 right now. So things are going to come down to the wire.
Are you going to cheer more for China in the next week?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. You always cheer for your bet, man.
I'm a Team USA guy, but
you're not.
I'm a Team USA
guy. You had the chance, just like everybody else, to bet on Team USA, and you did not.
You gave up the ghost.
I didn't like the... I didn't like the odds on Team USA. I like plus 800 on Team China. So, anyway, we're going to get into some more bets right now. We have a basketball game to talk about. We also have a 400 meter hurdle final to talk about. We have the Hall of Fame game to talk about, and we have an over under pitcher to talk about tonight. So, let's start first with Team USA Basketball. They are going to be taking on Team Spain tonight at 9:40 p.m. Team USA, favorites by 13 points. Chris, you have 100 fake dollars. How much you betting and who you betting on?
$99 on the U.S.
Really?
All right. No, I can't bet that much because I got to save some.
I was
going to
say, you're going to bet 25 cents the
rest
of
the way?
How
many is it? 13 points?
13.
That's a pretty good spread. I mean, this U.S. team has been less than overwhelming, right? They lost to France, and they came back and beat two teams that they were supposed to beat easily.
Yeah.
I was actually watching the beginning of their game. I don't know what day it was because I just watch whenever it comes on. I think I was watching yesterday, and they were down 10, like, right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what's up with these guys? But they ended up blowing them out. I'm going to just say that they have it together by now. 13 points isn't that many. I will bet 25 on the Americans.
Ooh, on Team USA. Tony?
Plus, I can't sit here and bet on Spain after I just gave you the what for
yes,
betting on China.
Yes, you can.
Plus 10 to cover? What is it?
No, they have to win by more than 13.
Yes, 13. The Team USA is favorite.
If you bet on 13. Spain, you get 13 points.
Or I could just say that the USA won't cover, right?
Yeah,
you could say that,
yeah.
And then you're betting on Spain, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm betting on USA. They just won't cover.
Oh, so then you're betting Spain, but you're saying USA is going to win.
All right, Tony, Spain.
You're putting your money on Spain.
I was asking questions. It was my final. I'm going to take USA.
It's not my final.
And how much?
35.
35? That a baby.
I like it when Tony's part of Daily Gambit. He makes your bets than I do.
No, because he wins his.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Well, right. We know you're going to bet on Spain.
You know, I don't believe in Spain as much as I believed in China. So I'm just going to go 20 on Team USA.
So we're all betting USA. You're scared to bet against USA now.
No, not at all. I would have no problem taking another team, but not tonight, because I feel like Team USA, like you said, has figured it out.
Who's on Team Spain? Do they have a good team?
Ricky Rubio, I believe.
The Gasol brothers.
Yeah.
Is Powell still playing for Team Spain?
Powell is playing
Team
still,
Spain?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
All Mark right. Gasol?
Yeah.
Powell Gasol?
Yeah. Ricky Rubio?
I think they're going to just be a little too aged at this point.
I mean, Pau Gasol's got to be nearing 40.
Yeah, he's 40, I think.
Interesting. Well, good for them. Good for them for making their team. All right. We are going to bet two different things on the 400 meters, the men's 400 meter final, the hurdles. And who do you think is going to win outright? Tony, I have all the... You're not in the dock right now. But we have the favorite is Carsten Warholm from Norway. Then you have our American guy, Ry Benjamin. He's plus 150. Then you have Alison Dos Santos, Abderrahman Samba, Kyron McMaster, Yasmani Coppello, Alessandro Sebelio, Rasmus Magi. Maggie.
I mean,
this is not...
That was entertaining just watching you listen to you read it.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think is going to win?
What event is this?
The 400-meter hurdles finals for the men.
Oh, well, I'm going with Ry Benjamin, of course.
All right, how much?
$10.
$10 on Mr. Benjamin. All right. I am going to go $15 on Dos Santos. Alison Dos Santos from Brazil. I watched this race last night. He looked very good. Very good. Chris?
Now you're from Brazil.
I'm just...
How come you spelled yours out and didn't spell mine out?
Oh, I didn't mean
you
to
just
do
put
that.
Plus 150.
Ry Benjamin.
Who was the guy whose name you couldn't pronounce?
Abderrahman Samba.
From Qatar.
I just wanted to hear that. I'll take Ry Benjamin.
Oh my
as well.
Gosh! My eyes are getting worse and worse and worse. And I thought that said oat. I was like, who is oat? What country is oat? No, it's Qatar.
That's a Q, buddy. It's a Q.
All right, but you're taking Ry Benjamin, Chris?
Of course.
And how much?
I am. $15.
$15 on Ry Benjamin plus 150.
I saw a couple of beach volleyball athletes from Qatar playing the U.S. team the other day. Yeah, the Qatar team won. They were... These beach volleyball athletes, Tony, are really impressive, both men and women. I don't know if any of you... We watch this sport, and I don't think any of us realize, when's the last time you jumped in sand?
In sand. Oh,
you can't go anywhere.
No.
And these guys move around, guys and gals, move around the court like it's nothing. I'm really impressed. I mean, just two players on each side and... diving to make digs and then setting it up and then getting up and jumping and spike. It's impressive.
The endurance has to be crazy.
And crazy. I mean, if you just ran in sand for 5 yards, most of it would be exhausted.
You know, I usually go out and I do vertical jumps in sand. I just keep jumping.
Sure you do, Scrape. Sure you do.
Yeah, right. The last time I did that was in high school. Are you kidding?
You actually even... I'm surprised you even did it in high school.
Well, they made me because I played football and they made me do it.
Did you play, though?
I was a...
Did you play,
I'm joking,
though?
I'm joking.
Tony is not asking a mean question because I had one big play in my life.
I'm joking,
and it was
man.
A sack against Mount Carmel. I will
it
always
was
remember
low-hanging
it.
Fruit. I just had to do it. It was low-hanging.
Take us through the sack.
All right, so I was coming off the blind side, and
were you playing defensive end or outside linebacker?
Yes, no, I was playing defensive end.
And what was the score at the time? Like 47-3, so they had the backups in?
Yeah, I think it was like 35-3. But I came in, and I came off the edge because the tackle pulled. I didn't know tackles pull, so he made a mistake, and I just had... just straight
so nobody
away.
Blocked
so
you.
Blind so side. You just destroyed the dude. And I remember when I fell on top of him, I'll never forget the sound he made. He made the, ooh, Like, I knocked all the wind out of them. And I got up. And I'm not kidding. It's very embarrassing. I put my hand in the air like, that's right, baby.
Like Rudy?
Yes, yes, like Rudy. Like, and it was like the best moment of my playing career.
Is there any tape of this anywhere?
I may have it.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go look. It's a VCR tape because you could buy your tapes back then. And I may have it. I will look for it for sure.
Please find it.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. God, that would be hilarious.
All right, we didn't really make it through this quick, so let's go a little bit quicker, and we're going to skip that one. Let's go Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers, over under 33 points in that game. I am going to say $15 on the over, Chris.
$10 under. They can't even move the ball.
Yes. $10 on the under?
$10 under.
All right, Tony?
$15 on the under.
Okay. Last one tonight. Anthony DeSclafani takes the mound for the Giants. Strikeouts is what I'm trying to say here. Chris, over under 5.5.
They're playing the Diamondbacks, yes. So I'll go over and I'll go 20.
20 over. Tony.
What's the number?
5.5.
I'll go over.
And how much?
15.
15 over. All right. I am going to go the other way. I'm going to be the contrarian and go under.
That's odd.
That's pretty odd. But then again, you're odd.
You know what? I'll take that. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's not. That's actually a compliment for you.
Yes, it is. Hi. And I have to say that Padres Pen Pals, we have some great questions, and that is coming up next.
Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.